Well, howdy guys, and I'm going to do something unusual here. I'm going to put a link to a video of a femon. And the reason is, that's why I found out about this kind of story. Well, it's a true story. And of course she comes across as being sincere about it, but I don't trust femons as far as I can throw them. And I can throw them pretty goddamn far. Anyway, this femon sold her IT company. I wonder how she got the company in the first place. Lies, deceit, extortion. No, I'm sure it was just long hours and hard work. Yeah, right. And she bought an island. It's not a very big island, and she's called it Super She Island. In case you're wondering, this femon is a feminist, as they mostly all are. And it's a place where these femons can get away from males, you know, those annoying things. Because this island, males aren't allowed. A couple of things wrong with that. Femons being together on an island, I don't think would work out very well. Oh, and by the way, she had it built by men. That's all the cabins, the toilets, plumbing, electrics. But when they finished it, they had to leave the island. And the only time they were allowed back is if something went wrong. Well, there you go. That's your typical feminist today, isn't it? They're all empowered and brave. And they can do anything a man can do. They don't need no man. But they do when they want something done. Something to get done. Because femons are all about virtual signaling. Show and tell. Of course, you can imagine if a man did this, the outrage would be deafening from the femons anyway. And anyway, males do have something like this. It's called the hunting camp. I think the island was in Finland, and it was about 8.4 acres, that's all. And of course, there's no real wildlife on an island that small. Imagine if there was bears. But I guess it didn't work out too well, because it's not doing business anymore. Because the reality is that femons don't want a place without males in it. Who would they moan to? Who could they shame? Who could they blame on things when they do something wrong? And of course, getting attention from males is their number one thing. Oh, you can bet your bottom dollar there'd be plenty of drama and chaos there. And of course, there also may be spiders. Well, who's gonna get them out? And you could probably hear the screams on the mainland. And this ridiculous idea was thought of by a femon, of course, made real by men. Of course, maybe if this person had asked a man about it and run it past him, he would have told her it would never work. Because femons today hardly get on with anybody, least of all each other. But if there was a he island, say, for males, that would work. Because males enjoy isolation and solitude. And femons hate it. You know, it's amazing to me how femons can live on this planet as long as they have and still be as delusional as hell. Of course, in Canada, they have that quite a lot. They have males who go away hunting by helicopter, dropped off way up in the north. Like I say, either hunting or fishing trip, and picked up a week later. Like I say, that business is very successful. But in case people didn't realize, males are slightly different than femons. Males are the builders, the thinkers, the inventors. And femons are just there. And you know they're there because of the goddamn noise. Take a look at the link below, guys, and see what you think. Let me know. You take it easy now.